This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, so we're analyzing government propaganda, state remedy and propaganda. 13-minute flip out by Rachel Maddow, where she puts out the standard talking points that I work for the Russians and so does Donald Trump. And we're really evil because BBC, Associated Press, we're doing their job reporting on the fact that selenium deficiency has been directly linked to the spread of the Zika virus in your body. And so we're horrible, evil profiteers for selling something at a very low price that people need. So let's continue with Rachel Maddow's misrepresentations.
Super male vitality potion, which is, I gotta say, a little steep. $59.95 plus shipping and handling for the increase to your male vitality. If that price tag is too high for your below-the-belt problems, fellas, you can spend about half that much to get the Survival Shield X2, which is apparently, according to the description there, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. The big bargain, though, I think, at this news site has got to be this one, their Deep Cleanse Elixir. And I don't quite totally understand the description here. It either has powerful nanocolloidal zeolites or it will get rid of your powerful nanocolloidal zeolites. I can't quite tell, but your neocolloidal zeolites will never be the same. All of this incredible news about the artificial intelligence that is enslaving humanity before the globalists do, and the secret micronutrients that cure Zika and the male vitality potions and all and the nascent iodine. All of this stuff is, of course, available through Infowars.com. Infowars is the conspiracy theory website, sort of mega website, where the dimmer bulbs among us have long gone to get themselves brightened up without benefit of a surge protector.
So horrible.
The government lies out of hand. You're saying, well, then why do you believe in the moon landing? Because I have sources inside NASA. They put on some fake stuff for you. See, there was a lie. See, it's not just did we go or didn't we go. You were shown the Tinker Toy stuff because you're not supposed to see what they really got. You're not supposed to know the thousands of astronauts that have died. Oh, yes. In fact, I should do a whole show on that.
We're already in a tyranny. And then Operation Jade Helm gets announced. It was put on the Army website last week. We reported on it first.
And they'll have some real missions that are legitimate mixed in to confuse the idiot public. Kind of like cyanide pills, you know, taste like sugar or 80% sugar. So Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured. I couldn't believe it at first. I knew they had actors there, clearly, but I thought they killed some real kids. And it just shows how bold they are.
You saw them stage Fast and Furious. Folks, they staged Aurora. They staged Sandy Hook. The evidence is just overwhelming.
But the reason there's so many gay people now is because it's a chemical warfare operation. I have the government documents where they said they're going to encourage homosexuality with chemicals so that people don't have children. I even catch myself, Bob, bringing out of these estrogen mimickers.
For those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, here's the inside of this juice box. And if they zoom in any more, see that thin plastic? It's got it.
And I'm letting my children drink this. Jackie, you're done drinking your little...
So, again, they've taken a bunch of clips out of context. Some of it's accurate, some of it's not. And then I specified, right after I said that, I said thousands of test pilots have died in the NASA program. Hundreds they admit to. It is in the thousands. I mean, thousands have died trying to have troops jump out of C-130s with, you know, vehicles and tanks and motorcycles. And you hear about a helicopter accident. But, yeah, there's a big secret space program. Everybody knows that. But they try to sit there and play games. They didn't show that I had in studio the late, great Raymond Teague, who's famously running the cameras on the moon and Skylab and everything else. That came from him and others. And different, former head of Star Wars program we also had on the broadcast. So, see, that's how they take it all out of context. Then they move on to Trump and Putin after this. It's amazing what they're doing. This attempted prosecution will not work. Folks can see it's all heavily edited out of context. Infowars.com. We're running the Rachel Maddow special right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And make no mistake, we are the heart of the resistance. Doesn't mean we have all the answers. Doesn't mean we got it all right, but we have hearts and wills and souls that are turned towards God and trying to do the best we can. Providence will provide. And it is. All right, so Rachel Maddow went into an unprecedented, and again, this is a White House mouthpiece. Doesn't have a lot of viewers, but it does get parroted by other media, so it's somewhat important. Going into a 13-minute conniption fit of misrepresentation, lies, edited videos, distortions, you name it, to attack yours truly, because her lordship last week attacked, of course, InfoWars. And so if you just joined us, she's already like 5 minutes into demonization, 6 minutes in, and all the horrible things we're doing. I mean, we claim you need oxygen. We claim you need water. We claim you need vitamin C. We're horrible people. We sell things to fund ourselves. This is unprecedentedly evil. That's why we're running the Mr. Maddow special. 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off Deep Cleanse, 100% off Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. I mean, there's major iodine deficiency. We have record level thyroid problems in this country. Hillary has one. And they will not tell you that it's because of the fluoride in the water. They just make jokes about it all day. The federal government had them put iodine in salt starting in the 20s, and IQs went up 15% in the Midwest. Google it. Then they started taking it out. We're just saying, if you choose, this is the true, pure iodine. And yes, we fund ourselves with it. So the Rachel Maddow special isn't having ratings yet, because it's brand new, went up about an hour ago. But you can get big discounts right now on those. It helps fund the operation. All right. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to Rachel Chris Hayes Maddow. I said it because I think they're both the same person, an actor. I'm joking, but it is a striking resemblance. Maybe she's the daughter of Bill Clinton. Okay, I'm joking. I mean, that's as fictitious as the stuff she's saying on her show. Let's go back to it.
Bring us down and removing us. The decision has been made. Cheer up. The post-human era is dawning. The plan is an asexual humanoid, even if they decide to keep us around.
You got all that? I actually think, having reflected upon this, this thesis.
Plus, here is the asexual humanoid right here, mad that I'm talking about the admitted globalist plan that I'm reading out of the Journal of Science. I'm reading out of the Financial Times of London. I'm reading out of Wired Magazine. You've all seen these articles. I'm covering it, and she's just acting like I'm totally crazy. Like Obamacare having death panels, or Obamacare not letting you keep your doctor, or Obamacare doubling your prices or tripling them. It's all admitted now. We have Gruber saying, thank God we're stupid. Well, I'm not stupid, Maddow. Just because you're another arrogant, you know, person with full of criminology who thinks she's invincible, you're not, jackass. So let's continue with Rachel Maddow.
That last part there, I think when he says that the eugenics transhumanist cult that wants to confuse the general species ahead of rendering us down and removing us, I think when he says rendering us down, I literally think he means that we're going to be melted and turned into candles. Like they're going to use our fat to make
soap. Pause, slime back.
I think
back up. She, we're getting to her religion here and she doesn't like it. Okay, she's a parasite. She's into preying on you. She's into keeping you in the dark. And so, no, rendering us down means using our energy, our developments, our innovations, our technology, our will to build your world government, to build your technocracy. Then you merge with machines, and we get exterminated. That's what Ray Kurzweil says. That's what the globalists say. That's the plan, lady. You're there making a joke about stuff that's known, just like TPP. Just like any of this, I'm telling you what the plan is. It's like, I mean, they've had pieces a few weeks ago going, he's crazy. He says danger of nuclear war has never been worse. I've got all these top scholars, top military publications saying the same thing. That's where I'm getting it, lady. But there's something about these arrogant parasites. They just think they're so smart. No, globalists that took control of society through fraud finance you, but you have no viewers. But we do occasionally show you to illustrate the arrogance of a clown. Let's go back to it.
Wondering, I think he's literal on that. That is the pilot, the captain of America's conspiracy theory mothership, Alex Jones. And Alex Jones has been around forever. I'm assuming he will be around forever. He says Hillary Clinton is going to kill him. He has publicly asked Hillary Clinton not to kill him, so who knows? But honestly, he's going to be around for a while. It's a very lucrative gig.
Oh, now it's a lucrative gig. I mean, around forever. Oh, my gosh. They're bemoaning the fact that it's hard to go after me. They're bemoaning the fact that good elements of the government have got us watched constantly. And every time they send somebody, they get snatched up like that. I mean, you cannot stand it, can you? You cannot stand it. And so you sit there implying that we're the big mothership of all this and that we're just spewing all this disinfo. That is not what's happening here. The truth is the globalists have this plan. They think we don't count. We're going to discuss the plan and see what the public thinks about it. And the public doesn't like your plan. Back to Mr. Maddow.
Hillary Clinton is going to kill him. He has publicly asked Hillary Clinton not to kill him, so who knows? But honestly, he's going to be around for a while. It's a very lucrative gig he's got going on.
Pause again.
Basically got
don't back it up. I want to just say something about this again. Hillary brags that she came, she saw, he died. She overthrows innocent countries. She financed the murder of hundreds of thousands of Christians in Africa, hundreds of thousands in Syria. The whole world admits, yeah, they single out Christians and kill them. They hate us. I mean, you're a monster. She's got a trail of death behind her. They fire people that say she needs medical help, like Dr. Drew. Of course I'm pointing out we're in danger. And if I do get killed, she's the number one suspect. And see, I ruin your fun because other people are supposed to just sit there and cower but never say it. I don't care, lady. I don't care what you say about me. I love 1,000 articles a day attacking me. I love a traitor like you attacking me. It's the most beautiful music I ever heard, sweetheart. But you're right, because you know it. I will be around just as long as God wants me to. I ignored it for a long time, the providence of my life. But I tell you, my entire life, people that have double-crossed me or enemies that come after me, they've never had a good fate. And it wasn't men doing it. And that's what you can't stand, can you? That there's something bigger than you and your satanic New World Order. There's a whole universe around this little planet, and it's run by God. Big G-O-D! Exclamation point. And it's the God that gave us all this prosperity, all this life, men and women loving each other, children, all these blessings. And you are only the test for us to go to the next level. So I thank God for the persecution. I thank God for everything. I will not get mad at God if I lose everything tomorrow. Everything. My family, everything. I'm committed. Don't you get it, lady? I love God. You don't. It's over. The tanks are rolling into Berlin, lady. You're going to get it politically. Understand? You already lost. So act all powerful and act like you're invincible all day long, lady. You don't have any spirit, and you know it. Arrogance you have. Understanding? You don't. Back to Rachel Maddow.
Off the fringe and became bigger fringe when he proclaimed that 9/11 was not carried out by Al-Qaeda. 9/11 was actually committed by the U.S. government against our own country. It took some notoriety.
Again, I pointed out that Saudi Arabia, working with criminal elements of our government and the Carlyle Group, was clearly involved. It was a standout. I interviewed the FBI agents, CIA, you name it, broke it all down. And now it's all come out in 28 pages. And I've been proven correct again, lady. So let's continue.
He earned from that 9/11 trutherism, and he has now been running with it and expanding on that idea very successfully for the last 15 years. And you sometimes have people ask, especially people in other countries, well, look at the American electorate. They'll ask in very sort of serious sociological or poli-sci terms, you know, why is it?
They always act like foreigners are all smarter than us, and we're all so stupid. We're kind of in our own bubble, and it is true, we're the target of the global takeover, so we do have some problems. But, oh, all these pseudo-intellectuals and poli-sci's and agiprops and, you know, oh, so fancy. They all look at us and say, what's the problem? And then she's like, oh, yeah, I know. We're intellectuals. You know, when you've hitched your wagon to a corpse like Hillary, you're a joke, lady. I mean, I've been around some of these globalists and some of these meetings and events over the years, and they're the most empty, unhappy, neurotic, screwed-up weirdos. I mean, I wouldn't want to hang around with you if hell froze over. But you think you're elitist. No, you're the trash that the evil spiders of the New World Order put in charge because you're so traitorous and don't have a soul. Or don't have a working soul, that you do horrible things to your fellow humans and get off on pissing on everybody. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important. Let's continue with Rachel Maddow. And by the way, if you're a radio listener, she has an image of myself, Donald Trump, and Putin up there. This is the new normal. God forbid Putin pay people to get married and have kids because the Russians are all dying. God forbid Trump wants to do the same thing. God forbid I don't want GMOs. And God forbid Trump's exposing that. He gets no money from Big Pharma. And that they're making the new national export from Russia organic food. Oh, my gosh. This is so horrible. God forbid Putin battle radical Islamists all over the world. God forbid Trump link up with Russia. God forbid we not bankrupt ourselves with all these wars. And their new McCarthyism, when McCarthy was right about how the globalists were running Russia, but it wasn't Russia taking us over, it was the globalists taking Russia over, that's when they took McCarthy out. They call it the new McCarthyism. That's not fair. This is 50 times beyond that. I mean, now they've got national newscasts every day literally saying, I'm a Russian agent, because I know George Soros bragged on CNN he started a war with an elected government, overthrew the Ukrainian government, is trying to start a war with Russia. some weirdo that my grandfathers, who are both dead in their graves, my mom's dad gave himself to medical science, but the other's dead in the grave in Teague, Texas. And it's not fair that this Nazi collaborator, a master Nazi, is running around with all these weird liberals with big, long giraffe necks. It's like a science fiction movie. Like, what the hell's going on? Like, worshiping real Nazis and then calling me one. It's like, what is your problem, man? Why are you so scumbaggish? Why are you so fraudulent? Why are you so fake? What the hell's your problem? I can't believe you're so weak. But your followers, you come from families of trash. It really comes down to that. And it's those of us that don't come from trash who are to blame for letting you do this. Well, guess what? We're not going to let you anymore. And so, you're going to feel our will pressing against you 24/7 hours a day at every level, economically, culturally, spiritually, militarily. Every hour, every day, every millisecond, pounding you with the truth, focusing on you. We have the will. We are the future. You have already fallen. You are fallen. Go back to hell. Go back to your God. Get behind me, Satan. Now back to Rachel Maddow.
That an advanced and fairly well-educated country like ours is nevertheless getting to be as susceptible to political conspiracy theories as broadly uneducated countries in faraway lands. Why is it that we get more...
Americans are dumb scum. When her viewers, we've talked to the street, cannot find their butts with both hands. I mean, again, it's all how she's this big intellectual. Oh, there's the Federal Reserve's not private. Everything's fine. Let's go back to her.
More susceptible conspiracy theories as conspiracy theories as time goes on. We don't seem like the kind of country where they would have as much traction as they do now in our contemporary era in politics.
Yes, the AP and others admit you have a 6% trust rate. You've lost all credibility. Does that mean everything that people put out against you or questions we have is completely accurate? No, we're trying to be accurate. But you're known, discredited, 2 weeks ago, trash, already at the landfill, sweetheart. We're the new little flowers in the springtime coming up out of the grass, baby. It's up to us to lose the future, and I don't want to lose the future. I have goodwill towards people. You don't, you bloated parasite. Every place globalists run turns into a poor, squalor-filled hellhole because you're demons and don't like to see prosperity. You want to see a bunch of poor people you rule over. You're a feudal lord. But you're not even as good as old feudal lords who are willing to fight for their slaves. You're all bark and no bite. All hat and no cattle. All talk and no action. Let's go back to Chris Hayes.
Part of the reason why we're so susceptible to conspiracy theories right now is that guys like Alex Jones make a ton of money circulating them as widely as they possibly can.
This is class envy. They get billions in taxpayer money when NBC still owned it a few years ago. She even got a bonus off your taxpayer money. NPR gets it. These big corporations get corporate welfare. They run these media outlets at losses to spew their disinformation, their anti-gun, their anti-Christian crap, ban the founding fathers, get rid of the American flag, all this stuff, and then we're bad that we're here in Texas selling T-shirts and books and videos and nutraceuticals. We're evil because we make money. She cuts the commercial in a few minutes with where they're making money. No credibility. Hypocrites. The obvious paradox. She thinks her viewers are idiots, and a lot of them are. They're sitting there listening and feeling intellectual and feeling powerful as their God, this weird asexual android, arrogantly sits there in a con game smiling like she runs the planet. And I guarantee you, Rachel Maddow is a miserable, miserable person. You could not pay me $1 billion to spend 1 week with her. Let's continue.
And they use multiple platforms. They use talk radio and the internet, and they live stream their kind of fake TV shows, and they make a very good living doing it. And they're going to be around because of it for a long time. And usually this kind of stuff has no major effect on the United States of America other than lowering our median IQ.
All right, pause. Back it up. Again, you're stupid. We lower the IQ. We're dumbed down media, even though it's complex. historical analysis, which you think your audience doesn't get, so you dumb it down and then prey on them. When we are the organic response to your technocracy, and you say, normally this doesn't have any effect on the United States, it's having a total effect. Let me give you a little headline, sweetheart. I knew 15 years ago when UKIP was getting no attention, and I was having Nigel Farage on every month, that he was telling me, he said it on air, that the majority of the new UKIP members they got were from this show, sweetheart. Just the sidewash of this broadcast just blew holes in the EU. And that was 15 years ago, baby. So you sit there and talk about how we don't have any influence when you realize you're covering it every night because we've devastated you. And we're going to go on devastating you. You took our restraint as weakness. You took our calm as support for what you're doing. And that's not what it is. And now you're beginning to see the preparations we've made. We have preparations for every eventuality you launch. And I'm not talking about little old me. I'm just a focal point. That's it. Kind of a stream of the resistance. An oracle. For all the patriots. And the news and the information. And what you're noticing is when you try to cut us down, you make us 1,000 times more powerful each time. And just as trash like you has learned throughout history, you're weak. Now, back to the Panicking Meadow.
And making us seem slightly more embarrassing on an international stage. Right, for every additional year, they circulate their insane alien lizard people theories of everything.
No, we get a little... I don't cover the alien lizard thing. I've had guests on that say it's like demons run things. Why the British royal is always caught with dead kids? What the hell's going on? And you study the elite, they're in all sorts of whacked out stuff. I mean, I'm not the one at Skull and Bones that has gay sex in giant pits of feces. That's movies that are admittedly history, produced and starred in with Matt Damon and Robert De Niro, you know, the Good Shepherd. I mean, I'm not the one worshiping Satan in pits of feces, lady. All I'm saying is, you people are crazy, like Caligula marrying his horse, making it the head of the Senate. That's all I'm saying. And our audience knows that, sweet pie.
A little bit dumber, and that's the major effect it has on the United States of America. But this year is different. Because this year, that little corner, that little niche organized...
Back it up. They know Trump, by the way, is like 15 points ahead. Well, they're so panicking right now. They don't know what to do. They know he's going to challenge a stolen election. So they're sending the feds in to take it over, the globalists. And notice how they use all these videos that aren't even that blurred on YouTube. And they use like 5-, 6-, 7-year-old stuff, 10-year-old stuff. And then I know those videos, they're not that blurred. They blur them on purpose to make it look like it's this horrible, low-quality crap. When I've actually found, without being manipulative, people like grainy stuff better than crystal clear because crystal clear is so associated with you. So at every level, they're there going, we'll blur it out and make him look bad and blow up the screen and make him look fat. I mean, not all the tricks they're playing. We don't use those tricks, but we're too busy just spewing truth at you like a giant flamethrower. But this is what they're doing. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. It's a joke. But, oh, let's go back to the crystal clear. I wish it wasn't. Of giraffe neck. Here it is.
States of America. But this year is different. Because this year, that little corner, that little niche of organized and profitable American insanity.
So fearful.
This year, they're out of their corner because this year they're presidential politics. After NBC and MSNBC and Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America hosted the Commander-in-Chief Forum last night with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. After that last night, this morning, Donald Trump Jr. woke up and tweeted this direct link to the...
I'll explain how this works. Okay. Whatever they're most fearful of, they act like they've got you so that weak members of the campaign go, oh my God, Trump, they're really going after us on this. And Trump's been in the meetings. He goes, that's exactly what we want. Attack more on that. He gets it. They want to set the parameters of the debate where, oh my God, Hillary's health is totally discredited. She's healthier than Muhammad Ali when he was 25 years old. You know, she can run a marathon right now, you know, in her sleep and do jumping jacks backwards. Oh, Trump, you're discredited putting this earpiece thing out. Oh, my God, you're in so much trouble, because that's what they're scared of, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fortune favors the bold. It's Alex Jones.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew. I thought I was the chosen one. But time went by and I found out a thing or two. My shine wore off as time wore on.
Yeah, Hillary's shine is worn off as time wears on. And we've got the video up on InfoWars.com where they've got her in this tent for like 45 minutes a couple days ago in Ohio, Cleveland, and they've got stretchers being run in there and people freaking out. This is pretty big. We're going to be talking about that with Rob Dew. Also, his children got a letter home from school trying to imply that the flu vaccine is totally safe and you got to take it, even though you've already opted out with the health department. So we're going to talk about forced vaccines already have in California coming to the rest of the country. What a serious situation that is. But I wanted to finish up with Rachel Maddow. Before I do that, it's important to note that we are running a lot of specials right now, one of the biggest ever on storable foods and other products at InfoWarsStore.com. 30-40% off on the storable foods. And we've now expanded the Rachel Maddow special, or the Mr. Maddow specials, as it's actually called, to make a joke out of her. And we're talking a whole bunch of discounts on nutraceuticals that she personally demonized, like we're horrible, horrible people. 50% off Deep Cleanse, 50% off Supermill Vitality. We're going to extend the 20% off Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2. I mean, folks, if you have deficiencies in real iodine, most of it's not the real iodine. You can't absorb it. It's a huge game changer. I mean, go research it for yourself. Just type in, IQs went up 15 points after government added iodine to salt. Then they took it out. You'll get Associated Press. You'll get Business Insider. You'll get the actual studies. I mean, I'm not the one saying this. It's like a big deal. I take it every day. My kids take it. Let's kick his mic on if we can.
Yeah.
Rob Dooser.
Where the glass, they put in the, they make it in these big glass vats. It's all done with glass. It's not done with plastic. I've seen the crystals. They keep them in a vault because this stuff is can be dangerous. And it's all
well, you have to under, the Drug Enforcement Agency.
Right, exactly.
Use them to make a bunch of drugs, yeah.
Exactly. But, and, you know, when we took it out.
One drop eats through, like, the floor, like Alien.
Yeah, they put it on the hot plate, and just a little bit of heat applied underneath it, and the fumes start coming up. This stuff
purple.
Is powerful. And when you take it, you'll taste the power in it. I mean, you could taste, you know when you get something that's, like, really salty or briny, you eat seaweed, it's got that power in it. You can just feel it. This is the same way.
So, absolutely. I didn't mean to get off into the whole thing about that, but we don't normally cover Maddow. She attacks us pretty much every day now.
Yeah,
I mean, it's four or five times a week. But this is this long diatribe of disinfo. And they're all about who controls the narrative and who listens to who. And I mean, they're such totalitarians.
Oh, and we're lowering the IQ of people. She doesn't even know what a zeolite is. She has no idea. It's things that take toxins out of your body. You know, you need this stuff. People don't realize. And what do they push? They push pharmaceutical products, these crappy weight loss pills that don't work and that are filled with garbage. That's the kind of stuff they throw out at their listeners. And they think their listeners think they're smart because they watch those programs.
Let me ask you this question.
It really is a program, what they do.
It's all about groupthink. It's all peer pressure.
That email you got today.
Chicago Tribune writer. We're like, okay, you're saying the devil incarnate. Come on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I would never do that. You have no credibility. It's like... Like he has this power to say
you don't
no.
even know who you are.
Abe Freelix and Carl the Cuck have all been offered $10,000 apiece on the show.
I wish they would. It'd be great.
They're just scared.
Yeah, they're afraid, and that's how it is. They're afraid once you challenge them on one thing, they literally just start freaking out. I've been to these Trump rallies. You ask them a couple questions. They just start.
And by the way, I'm not scared of the media that I've turned down 20-something major profiles. I said, no, I'll give you all 15 minutes on the phone and answer your questions, or you can all come here and do a press conference.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit here and spend, 20 days not running our operation or doing
with
news
each person
to sit there and kiss the ass of some reporter.
Yeah.
Who's going to then put out some disinfo piece? I just write whatever your crap is.
Notice how in Maddow's piece, they took stuff from like 2010, 2011. They find the oldest stuff when we're in the old studio.
Oh, no, they found some stuff from like 2009, 2008.
Yeah. And it's just...
But it's not even... The point is they even blurred that to make it all look crazy.
Right.
And they messed the audio up. It's
Yeah, we got to put the filters on it. And it's just funny the way they attack you constantly. But each attack, you grow stronger.
We all grow stronger. But the point is that because they're discredited, and they still don't get their discredited.
No, they don't. They think their narrative is what everybody goes with, and their narrative is the one that's not trusted by anybody, except those old geriatric people who believe that what comes on TV is the truth.
All right, let's finish up with Matt out here. I'll try not to comment too much. So I need to get this flu news. And Paul Watson's got a new article about the truth about Hillary's handler. It's very powerful. We also want to play some clips of Hillary and the emergency stretcher and her in a medical tent for 45 minutes. Can you imagine if Trump was in a medical tent for 45 minutes?
Oh, it would be national news every day of the week for 2 weeks straight.
I mean, she clearly looks like she's dying. I mean,
and those guys are wearing body armor. You can see the picture on Infowars.com. You can see the men, three men pushing the gurney, and they have body armor on.
All right, let's go back to Chris Hayes. Here it is.
And tweeted this
direct link to the Alex Jones InfoWars expose of what really happened on board the Intrepid last night at the Commander-in-Chief Forum. You got to hit the shift lock key because it's all in capital letters when you get there. But what he's linked to is this InfoWars Alex Jones piece. Was Hillary wearing an earpiece during last night's presidential forum? This is an Alex Jones InfoWars conspiracy theory exclusive. They took a screen grab from last night's Commander-in-Chief Forum that, you know, with the light hitting Hillary Clinton's left ear just exactly in the right way, it appears to show some sort of suspicious glare in that. If you wanted to take this accusation seriously, that she was wearing an earpiece, you know, she was on stage for more than 20 minutes. You could take lots of different angles, camera angles, shadows, showing the same ear, but without the glinting.
By the way, we've caught them blurring out Donald Trump supporter shirts. We've caught them editing things, cutting feeds constantly. Why wouldn't they Photoshop out stuff?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, the web was exploding with this earpiece thing. We didn't break this.
Right.
And I'm not backing away from it. I said, is she wearing an earpiece? We said that about George W. Bush. He clearly had the whole backpack
had the whole,
on.
Yeah, he had the whole
had the whole deal. I mean, look, here, we don't believe known liars.
Right.
And Hillary, it's not like she was 5 years ago where she was still all there. She's got to have Secret Service and doctors run up when somebody asks her a question. She's like, spaces out.
It's okay. It's okay.
And she's got to have somebody tell her it's okay. So, and then you got Uma Abedin's email saying, do you need your earpiece? I mean, that's WikiLeaks.
You can even see it when Richard Reeves asked her the question about the emails being hacked, her email being hacked. She goes, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And then the guy's like, all right, come on. And they say, come on, here we go. She goes, here we go. It's like she's a literal.
By the way, we should put all. It is like she's mind controlled.
Here we go. Or, as he starts walking over this.
Yeah. We should show all that because it's like. She'll be like, it's okay, go forward. I won't go forward, won't go forward. Exactly. And then everybody went, oh, look at Jones claiming they were hacked. It was admittedly hacked months before Richard Reeves asked the question.
Yes.
She just admitted at the forum two nights ago that it was hacked.
Right.
Admittedly hacked a year ago.
And we got her lying.
But point is oh, we're discredited again, Rachel Maddow said.
Right. Yeah.
All right, let's go back to, I'm going to be honest, I'm not attracted to men, but I'm becoming a little bit gay for Rachel Maddow. Here it is.
Right? Here are other images of Hillary Clinton's ear. The ear in question from the same event last night, none of which show the secret earpiece that Alex Jones has exposed.
The ear looks
weird. I mean, consider the story.
If you go back
and pause, we should analyze that.
It had the little angles on it where it looks like it was messed with.
I was about to say, we didn't script this. You're looking at that. There's suddenly more pixelation.
Yeah.
Even that lazy.
You're starting to look at
it's
it.
Like Obama's birth certificate was in six layers, and he's WordPress.
Right.
And Microsoft fonts where it's like blobs from a printer,
mm-hmm.
but the C's are all the same. Even though every time they're different, like a snowflake with how you hit the key. And then it's crazy. I mean, I don't even know what to say. You use Microsoft Word on it with a typewriter font. It wasn't real. I don't know what you're hiding. I don't know what's going on. But you don't put things out in six layers. I mean, they put them out in layers. They don't even flatten the product.
Forgery.
They don't even flatten the project.
Right.
Exactly. Let's back that up. If you're a TV viewer, you're onto something here. It's blurred.
All right, so go forward in that.
This is crazy. These people are nuts.
Just slowly scroll forward. You can see one of the ear shots that when she says these are all the angles that it wasn't there.
Right. They're just targeting morons.
I think it was that one right there. Look at the air.
You can blow it up here. Full screen now. It's clearly pixelated right there.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, my God.
And it's worse. Like, this one's kind of, you can see the edge of her nose, and it's kind of pixelated. But look at the ear. Mega pixelation right there.
Which means you bought it.
You can see it.
These people, they're still into these people.
Oh, my God.
This
and it's
is like, this is like,
wow.
And I wasn't even sure she had an earpiece, but look at this. Look at the freaking out.
Wow. That's amazing.
I didn't know this. She was 45 minutes in a tent. Everybody freaking out. And people running up in body armor with stretchers like the world was ending.
Yeah.
And she's all.
And then you got,
what about the green globulus coming out? I've never seen any cough drops that big.
Well, we know what that is. I mean, we've already shown it. We have the video footage.
Those are baby Maddows coming up.
This is the creeps coming.
That's how Maddow mates.
Yeah, we actually had the microphone. We tuned the microphones. You actually hear them talking as they come out.
We're being sarcastic there, Maddow. We're not talking bad about your mating rituals. I bet Hillary is a fan of Maddow.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if Maddow ever stayed in the same hotel room like Uma.
They take off a couple of floors, so there's always time to put somebody else in there. Who knows?
That's a party. Hey, let's go back to Chris Hayes. Go ahead.
From the same event last night, none of which show the secret earpiece that Alex Jones has exposed. But, I mean, consider the source here. Consider the context. This earpiece story at Alex Jones InfoWars, right, it's literally running alongside other headlines that are up at that same website today that say that Hillary Clinton uses a wheelchair, that she has Parkinson's disease. InfoWars also announcing today that they've got the video proof that Hillary Clinton is a mass murderer. So, you know, there's the secret earpiece thing. You know, it's that's journalistically sound.
She admits that she, quote, launched the failed policy of the failed Senate of Libya that's killed close to 100,000 people. She admits she's the author of what happened in Syria. Everybody knows that. Top generals are all saying it. She just hopes her audience...
into bombing Yugoslavia the second time, which was even more bombs than the first time.
Which, to back up the Muslims taking over. Let's go back to her.
Compared to the rest of the stuff they're putting out there. That could be sort of a
Hillary's a warmonger. They only backed all the Iraq attacks for no reason. Back it up. And the sanctions that killed 500,000 Iraqis
right.
that her mentor says was a good price to pay.
Exactly. 500.
But Maddow can... Maddow's like, my Adam's apple's bigger than yours, Alex, so that means I got bigger huevos. Okay, I get it. Go ahead. You do got bigger huevos. Some people, Hillary isn't a war criminal.
This is the stuff they're putting out there. That could be sort of a mainstream scandal. I mean, this year, in 2016, with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket for the Republican Party.
It really could. It could be mainstream. She's a warmonger.
Yeah.
It could be mainstream that she backed Al-Qaeda and ISIS. That's all admitted facts.
We came, we saw, he died. She says it right there.
And then you got to do a hyena laugh, though. Let's do some green globules.
Excuse me.
It's like war with Russia. Kill. You know, just like all these flaunting weird ones. Like demonic chickens at the monster chicken. They're just like, kill. Anyways, see.
We predict now she'll never have a clear glass again. There'll always be like some sort of, you know, it'll.
I'm telling you, we got to take memes of that. We got to take like, you know, those little 7 second bills. It's like, bleh.
Well, we have one.
There are no green globules. Obamacare's free. I didn't have sex with that. I didn't have sex with green globulets. Let's go back to our sweetheart, Maddow. Here it is.
Alex Jones is no longer just broadcasting to your fillings and your molars.
Good pause. Oh. Mm-hmm. So we never talk about broadcasting to people's molars. So it's just more crap. Like you said, I once said there were giant wasps live under the UN building and run everything.
But actually, people do get radio signals in their molars. That has happened.
That's even been in like Time magazine decades ago. That it was true that somehow if it was close enough to the transmitter, sometimes it would resonate. You would hear like little mirror.
You hear it in your mouth. And that's a dentist joke, actually. It's like a common knowledge dentist joke. Your dad has probably even heard. You know, hey, if you turn your head this way.
But the point is,
we're not saying that. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right, let's go back to her. Here it is.
He is apparently with the upper echelons of the Republican presidential campaign. Is reading and citing and circulating, even at this late date in the campaign. And it matters because it's not just the kook fringe. It's not just the sort of remunerative conspiracy theory world of that part of the conservative media machine. It's not even just wacky people who have made their way into Republican politics at a surprising height. This is now the top of the Republican ticket. And like it's after Labor Day, and this is a presidential year. And so all day today,
my background. Republicans, on average, have got some idiot people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they wanted to attack Iraq. I'm like, hey, it's Saudi Arabia. And, you know, oh, shut up, traitor, commie. Where are you? Hit me. But, I mean, Democrats, on average, you've been doing this a long time. Tell me if I'm wrong. Are they not, on average, the dumbest people you've ever seen?
The island will tilt if too many people get on it.
Let me, Admiral, if too many people get on the island of Guam, will it tip over, sir? This is floating. I mean, this is just...
it really is bizarre. Oh, man.
Hey, let's go back to low-information voter queen.
Yeah.
Or should I say king, Maddow. Here it is.
Did the InfoWars Alex Jones conspiracy theory. All day today, this was the headline about the Commander-in-Chief Forum at the mega conservative news site that drives more traffic online than anything else on the right. This was the headline all day today at the Drudge Report.
Hey, pause. Back it up again. All lies. You have to keep doing it. I'm sorry it's taking an hour to do. Drudge has more traffic than the New York Times and Facebook both. Combined, that's admitted, even by the New York Times, she says, oh, more traffic than anybody on the right.
Yeah.
Lady, you don't even show up as a blip on the radar screen. I mean, you are a joke. We don't even cover you, but one out of 20 times. It's just you're so comical. She's getting her biggest audience of her life right now.
Yeah.
It's like the Young Turds. Their show is imploding. Less and less viewers, subscribe, everything. And they just get them and go, Alex wanted to come on here because he needed an audience. He's desperate.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Alex, please come on. I'm like, I'll be back later. He's just, they're a joke. You're a joke. Here. Let's go back to her.
They literally led with this as the most important thing in presidential politics right now.
I think it's pretty important.
Which on the one hand is hilarious, right? On the other hand, this is this great moment. This is like a snapshot, a microcosm of why this campaign is hard to follow. Sort of why it's hard to get a sense of what the narrative is of the campaign this year, why it can be sort of maddening to try to follow what's going on in the campaign, why it can be sort of painfully ridiculous to try to follow what's going on in the campaign on any given day now. It's because there really are just these two sides in the campaign. We are in a presidential election contest. We have two major parties, and these are the two candidates for those parties.
This is a cult. I have nothing against lesbians, okay? I mean, seriously, I don't even say I don't have anything against lesbians. I don't. I mean, I literally don't. I don't, whatever. I mean, I'm not judging them. They got good taste. The point is that she's the god of lesbians, though. I mean, Hillary is. It's like, it's well known. It's like they'll defend her no matter what she does. She's vomiting globulus up and has ambulances following around, and she's falling over, and there's a guy with an EpiPen. I mean, this can't go on much longer. This is so biblical that she's rotting right in front of us.
They have to suspend reality, and we saw that at the convention, the Democratic National Convention. These people were like, I don't like that shirt, but there's a place for you in our party. Well, what about the stolen emails? What about the hacked emails that say they were literally giving it to her? Well, you know, that's not good, but we still got to support
her. Well, it's okay that she's a warmonger and a criminal and sold out the Communist Chinese because she's a woman. It's like, no.
And I said,
oh, you just don't like a woman. And I'm like, I'm going to respond to that at this point. You know, you don't like her. She's a lesbian. I mean, she admittedly had reportedly a boy. And I don't want a boy. We better have a girl. Abort it. Just had a girl just for PR purposes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, these people are anti-human, folks. I don't know what else to say about them, you know? It's just they're trash. And I got to tell you, this is historic what's happening. These people are floundering.
Mm-hmm. The last 3 months have really just illustrated everything they say turns out to be a lie. It's going to come out eventually that she had something in her ear. She had an earpiece in her ear.
It's going to come out that she's had all these brain surgeries. We know she's had them. It's going to come out she's got Parkinson's. She goes, I need Parkinson's medication in the damn email. I mean, you know. I mean, it's going to come out.
The symptoms of Parkinson's means you have Parkinson's. And we're not even saying she has Parkinson's. We're just asking the question because...
But Dr. Drew wanted to help her, so he got fired. Let's finish up with Maddox. I'm going to get to this.
Technology.
Here it is.
Campaign on any given day now, it's because there really are just these two sides in the campaign. We are in a presidential election contest. We have two major parties, and these are the two candidates for those parties. And it just so happens that one of them is stuck on the Juice Boxes Make You Gay channel. And the other one is nevertheless trying to conduct a campaign as if this is normal politics.
Who's a better looking?
And these are not two campaigns that are doing the same thing. These are not two candidates who are making the same kind of case. These are not two political organizations that are even speaking the same language. I mean, one side is literally tweeting InfoWars, which believes that invisible alien lizard people drive most U.S. policy now.
Pause.
This is from the
Hit pause. You bought the Zorg, is that his name?
Yeah. It was something from Star Trek.
It's Zorg, right?
I think so.
There's an extinct volcano, and my son liked it.
Gorm or something.
Gorm. Yeah. There's an extinct volcano outside town. Looks like the same place they shot the famous one where he fights the lizard.
Well, he invents a cannon. He makes a cannon out of
it. So I said I wanted to make a joke video out of that, but we never did it.
Right.
And as I was supposed to be Captain Kirk and beat Zorg, but we didn't do it. So then I just made a joke where I was like, talking about how Obamacare is free and wonderful. It's a joke video. I'm not saying lizard aliens are real. I did it as a joke. The people that are into the lizard aliens, people got mad at me. It's satire. I said it was satire. You can't take when I do satire and then say it's real.
Right.
Like, I don't really think you're Chris Hayes. You're not, you know, as good looking as she is. Let's go back to the tape. Here it is.
Awards, internet TV show. This is for the skeptics out there who don't believe there really are alien lizard people out there who are moving among us, mostly invisible, secretly controlling American policy. In order to demonstrate their influence, they dress up as alien lizard people at InfoWars.com to show you the effect that the lizards are having on the United States government so you can recognize their work when they surface among us, even though most of us can't see them. Some of us can see them.
How's it pause? It's clearly satire. She knows that she doesn't play the audio of what I'm saying.
Of course not.
It's me in a lizard hat.
Making fun of Obamacare, I think is what you're
saying. Yeah, with a top hat on,
yeah.
Making a joke.
Yeah.
Okay? And she knows that, but she thinks her viewers are idiots, which there aren't many of them left, but, you know, I guess they are. Or they tune in for comedy. Let's finish up with Matt Al.
That's one side in what is supposed to be a contest between two equally feasible political choices to be the leader of the free world, commander-in-chief, and president of the United States.
How about making you the commander?
And what we're going to talk about tonight is if you are the other side, what do you do with that? Hey there, I'm Chris.
Hey there. Hey there, it's Rachel Maddow. I mean, if you read every article, it's like, don't listen to them. You're not allowed to. It's right. Kooky. We define the rules.
Yeah.
Don't you kooks get it? The con game's over, sweetheart. And I'm just here as a shock troop to run over you and overrun your machine gun bases. The big army's coming right behind me.
Yeah.
They haven't figured this out yet, have they, dude? Because they're all a bunch of self-centered little maggots.
And
I don't care what happens to me, dumbass.
There's people working in that organization, too, at MSNBC that are probably real patriots and let stuff out, like, you know, say the Reuters guy who went...
Well, we know they leaked that stuff.
Yeah. Or when in CNN, when they find the black guy, I think it was CNN, they find the black guy at the Trump rally, and he's like, I think we all got to come together. And they're like, well, obviously, not every black person there likes, well, God, what do? Somebody just said something normal. You know, we can't spin this. And it's just so funny watching them flounder issue after issue after issue.
Yeah, they're here to divide us.
Talk about our health.
They're here to do all this crap to us, and they just spin every side. I mean, it's like Trump always said, we're going to make it easier if you've got a good record and you yeah. want a job to come here because we need workers in America. But if you're a felon, like the guy in Austin that raped five women, was deported over and over again, and was caught raping again. I mean, he shouldn't get deported. Execute the son of a bitch after three rapes.
Yeah.
I mean, I got daughters here, man. We've had, quite frankly, people in this office have had folks connected to them raped recently. I mean, it's an epidemic in Austin.
Yeah.
They say it's all happening on campuses. When it really happens, they cover it up. I mean, at knife point, in parking lots.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what the hell? And it's not saying the average Mexican's like this, but the criminals that get in trouble in Mexico run up here, and then they, like there was that railway serial killer, killed like 30-something people.
Yeah.
He'd been deported 6 or 7 times. They knew he was murdering people or letting him go. It's like Trump says, 2 million people of 30 million illegals are felons. And they go, he doesn't know that number. And actually, I went and looked it up this morning. No, he does. That's what they admit in the last 3 years alone. They've released that are felons. It's 2 million. It's a conservative number. 2 million people. Why the hell, if you are from Latin America and you're a rapist or an armed robber, do you get let go? What planet are we on here?
It's a free pass. And Obama let out at least 100,000. It was over 100,000 prisoners out of jail. They just said, oh, and they were all illegals. And it was
once every few months.
They just we're just going to let them go.
But Rachel Maddow thinks it's all funny. And then she went on, I'm told, for the rest of the show attacking us.
Promoting us.
But the problem is, dude, listen, we noticed there was no extra sales this morning off this. There's no viewers, bro.
Yeah.
I've been on CNN, Fox, MSNBC over and over again to the point of when they call me now, I don't even go on it.
Right.
Because they just edit it. They always want to do it taped. And it's no effect. I go on some little Christian radio station as a guest. And I say I plug a film and I sell 200 copies.
Right.
And the point is as a measure of the of people out there, that's who cares. It's like talking to dead people. I don't go to the cemetery and give speeches.
Right.
And let me tell you, cemetery, it's time to rise up and fight the new order. No, they're dead. Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. I am not worried about these people. I only play this to illustrate. But speaking of funding, the Mr. Maddow special is running huge discounts on nutraceuticals that they demonize in the tax at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll free, 888-253-3139. That's the Mr. Maddow special. Don't end up like Maddow. Make sure you get the X2 iodine you need for your glands to operate properly, or Global's chemical warfare will have you end up like the creature Maddow. The anti-Maddow special, available at InfoWarsLive.com. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. But don't worry, 4 hours straight ahead. Stay with us.
Communications Radio Network.